Mary's Vision of Annunciation. My beloved Muhammad, please recount to your people the awesome visionary experience of the Virgin Mary, withdrawing at dawn to a solitary room facing east. She contemplated the source of beauty during the beautiful desert sunrise. Sitting in deep tranquility, she gradually entered a profound meditative state in which the existence of her family and even of the whole world became covered with a veil of divine light. On the plane of spiritual vision, more real and more intense than the sphere of mundane perception, my beloved Mary then experienced the conception and birth of the prophet Jesus. First, the source of light manifested to her through an intensely luminous and exalted human form. Startled from her prayerful concentration, she exclaimed, "May the All-Merciful One protect me from this enigmatic being." The angelic form responded, "Blessed Mary, I am but a servant and messenger of Allah Most High, sent to confirm that you will bear a holy child of unsurpassable purity." My beloved one replied, "How can I give birth, having lived in perfect virginity?" The brilliant emissary from the source of light exclaimed, "Blessed Virgin Mother, whatever is affirmed by the source of being effortlessly comes to be. From before eternity, Allah Most Merciful has ordained this spontaneous childbirth as a unique demonstration of His love for human beings to contemplate throughout history." So my beloved Mary, touched then by a ray of divine light directly from the source of light, instantly conceived and withdrew in her vision to a sacred oasis, remaining secluded there in solitary prayer. Through the mysterious decree of the source of power, the holy birth occurred immediately. The contractions overcame her beside the trunk of a palm tree. The baby was delivered swiftly. Shocked and overwhelmed by this miraculous nativity, the Holy Mother cried out, "Would that I had perished in the desert and that my body had never been found." But the newborn babe in her vision spoke soothingly, "My blessed Mother Mary, you have no reason to sorrow or to fear. The source of love has manifested beside you a spring of fresh water. And if you shake this palm, ripe dates will fall at your feet. So eat, drink, and be comforted in perfect silence by the boundless mercy of Allah. If you encounter any stranger, exclaim, 'I am fasting in praise of the All-Merciful One and cannot converse with you.'" Still wrapped in the higher plane of spiritual vision, she bore home in her arms this child of light. Shocked by the sight of her unwedded motherhood, her family protested, "Daughter of a flawless lineage, none of your ancestors has transgressed the holy way of life. Why have you committed this immoral action?" My beloved one, serene now in her silent submission to the source of love, quietly indicated that her family should question the radiant child in her arms. Still more shocked, they cried, "Mary, have you gone mad? How can we converse with a newborn baby?" Thereupon the infant Jesus spoke in sweet, clear tones, "Look carefully. You will see and understand that I am the devoted servant and faithful messenger of Allah Most High. The source of wisdom has already placed the Holy Gospel in subtle form within my secret heart and has awakened me as his penultimate prophet. The ever-present source has emanated me as an utterly blessed human being, no matter where I go or what I undergo. Allah Most Merciful has empowered me to pray unceasingly and to offer loving servants and spiritual illumination to all beings. Most particularly, the source of love has taught me to cherish my precious mother, the Virgin Mary, who will be a channel of divine love for all future generations. Since my Lord has made me his most humble servant and messenger, the very peace of Allah Most High will flow through me to all humanity, from the moment of my miraculous birth to the moment of my miraculous ascension into paradise." Such was the noble Mary's spiritual vision of the infant Jesus, that pure messenger of truth sent forth directly from the source of love, whose authentic prophethood many persons still foolishly dispute. by emanating the exalted prophetic soul of the Messiah Jesus. Allah Most High did not conceive a child in any human sense. This is clearly impossible for the ultimate source, who is simply boundless radiance. Allah Most Merciful channeled his word of love perfectly and immaculately through a living woman of absolute purity. The source of being needs only to contemplate the existence of any being, and that being comes to be. My beloved Muhammad, explain to your people, it is absolutely certain that the ever-present source is your source, no less than my source. Dedicate your lives completely to the source of life. This is the direct path of Islam. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Meditation on Holy Quran. How beautifully, I mean, you know, the way Sheikh Noor, how do you say, expounded that and emanated that vision, it's it's hard for anyone to deny, you know, as it says, the truth stands out clear. So through his own mystic vision, he was able to present these Quranic visions in such a way that the truth is radiant. The truth is itself speaking. This is the miracle, really, where the truth speaks itself through a human vessel. And it's very interesting that, I think in yesterday's reading, it said that the only thing that has kept the people, you know, of Mecca, the back from faith, was that the divine message came through a human being. And they couldn't accept that, because they could not see that the human could be that noble, even though they had, we say, arrogance and a great sense of themselves as very noble human beings. But when it came to seeing the nearness of the human creation with the divine creation, they couldn't accept that. So Allah was somehow something far, a power that was far away and above, and you don't even maybe think about much of that. And we know that also traditions throughout time have spoken that way. And we're here on earth, and we're kind of far, and maybe the Creator doesn't even care, you know, we were created. And these are all imaginations of, you know, what the truth is. So when the truth comes through a human form, they say, this can't be. This is either madness or it's trickery or it's some kind of sorcery, because they cannot accept the divine nature of the human being is what it is. And so we, in our own time and in our own way, must be very careful how we live, how we treat others, you know, because we are we living with that truth that the human is a vessel of the divine, you know, that Allah is truly present here through this creation, kind of transparent, where the creation is transparent to the source. Are we acting in that way? Are we treating people with the reverence and the, you know, the regard that each human soul deserves? And so we sometimes when we read things in Quran, you know, they sound so extreme, and then we think, well, that doesn't apply to us. That's just those foolish Quraysh or foolish, you know, deniers. Or no, we have to see how it's in us. All of these things, they're little strands in each of us, just as there's the light in us, and then also there are these little strands, these threads or hairs, you know, and that's part of our process of purification, is to free ourselves from these so that, you know, we can be light within light, all light. So if we do not give proper regard to the entire creation, to all beings within it, in a sense, we become also, subtly, without realizing it, deniers. We come, our faith is less for that. So, and this is where the great teaching of Adab comes in. Adab is an enormous thing. It's an enormous, to teach us how to behave and with each other and in this earth. you know, so alhamdulillah. Good. So let's hear Hafisa. Oh, there you are. So Hafisa has a poem. Give her the... Yeah.
The poet Li Yong Li, he says, "Oh, to take what we love inside, to carry within us an orchard, to eat not only the skin, but also the sheath. Lovers break their fasts with wine, heart to heart and shoulders to shoulders. Between Gaza and Galilee, a mother knows her child from bone and blood by only a bend in his shoulders. Honeysuckle has a voice, cypress has lips, kisses and messages light on my shoulders. You take everything, my mother, my brother, my pride, ripped like a cloak from my shoulders. The rose will go like the breath of strangers. Forget dust, forget manger, remember it's only bone beneath the flesh of your shoulders. Who's your net, sister? What lattice of stars holds up your heart and the beauty it shoulders? Strident and sightless, does he think he'll live forever? Or is that loneliness his arrogance shoulders? Are you also sleepless? I'm a tired bird with love's flask in hand. This world is a tantrum. Does its dust also weigh on your shoulders? Hafisa, don't claw the ladder of a body and call it song. If you want to know God, stand on my shoulders."
Oh, thank you.
MashaAllah. Beautiful, beautiful. Alhamdulillah. So we have another treasure amongst us. Wow, that's great. That's beautiful. So thank you, MashaAllah. So not only has Hafisa been preparing this beautiful, now we understand the food better also.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Thank you. Beautiful. Thank you. I mean, think of a culture that is just growing is on poetry. It's amazing. I mean, yeah.
Sufis are poetry.
Yeah, Sufis are poetry. Inshallah will form a you know, the culture of Sufism here in this country. And beautiful speakers of love and beauty. Inshallah, beautiful Gnostics coming. Alhamdulillah. I mean, this is the high level of humanity. This is the, you know, more in line with the true creation of the human being. And but alhamdulillah, at least we have a taste here in our community. That's why the mystic communities are so precious, because they really do give us a taste of what it's like to really live in the fire of truth, or in the nearness to Allah. So, inshallah, may we continue. I mean, life becomes beautiful, even though love is hard. But somehow when we come together, it makes it easier. It's very interesting. In the day, I mean, the fasting days are not so easy. I mean, I don't know your experiences, but, you know, you have moments of elation, or, you know, where things, everything seems so, or some crystalline moments, but a lot of the day I find is, you know, more like repenting, or feeling the heaviness also of the human condition, of the earthly condition, and so it's like that squeezing of, but it's an alchemical, it's definitely very divinely alchemical, so we are transformed by it, but. And you do feel that every cry from the heart, you know, in this time is answered. I mean, you can feel it. But one is more in the closer to the weeping state in the day, which is the opposite often of the human, our normal condition, you know, where the day we forget and we're just doing this and buying this and working on this, and we're in that state of heedlessness, ghafla. But it's reversed. And then at night we have the ease with the breaking of fast and the community, and again more that confirmation of Allah's nearness to us. So alhamdulillah. Very, very beautiful. Yeah, it's a constant bathing between the fire and the light.